Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 3, Episode 7, Life and Death.
Previously on The Cleansed.
Maria, hold on!
It's falling! It's falling!
Grab my hand, Maria, come on!
Let me go, Mark! I'm gonna pull you off of that!
Don't be stupid, Maria! Grab me and... Maria! Maria! Maria!
What makes us think we can pilot this amazing machine?
Because it knows how to fly itself. Did you see what Shadow did? We used this map right here.
What?
You tell it where you want to go, and
welcome to Valkyrie, powering on.
Whoa. Jesus, what happened here?
There was something very powerful in that room. It did that to Abraham in Shadow, and then something happened. My brother was climbing the stairs, and
we'll talk later, honey.
Anyone with a gun, attack the helicopter for the rescue!
And now, life and death.
That clear sense of duty and purpose which had fueled us in the long, painful days since leaving home, the presence of mind and mission, that all evaporated. In its place was left this yawning emptiness, a gaping darkness that sucked out my breath like the sharp, glaring cold of deep winter. Without Maria? Why? What was worth saving in this stupid world? Let the monsters have it. Yet, somehow, we dragged ourselves on into the storm.
Aboard the quadcopter Valkyrie.
Wow. It's coming on pretty strong.
Yeah, don't worry, I got it, Mark, okay?
Got what? What exactly have you got? This thing is flying itself.
I just got a feel for it.
Good. So we're flying a machine that we don't understand, fueled by magic we can't comprehend, and we're guided by your feelings.
It's not magic, it's science.
Well, it sure feels like magic.
Mark, about what happened.
I don't want to talk about it.
Look. It's not your fault. We had no choice.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, well, we ought to. What's going to happen next is going to happen real fast. We may not have a chance.
Listen to me, Luke. I don't want to have to hate you.
Hate me? Wait, what? Wait, you think this is my fault?
I don't think it's your fault that it happened, but it sure as hell is your fault that we ran away.
That's what you think we did, run away?
Well, what would you call it?
We did what we had to. What good would it have been done if we'd also just fallen into that pit of
death?
What the hell was that?
A helicopter, like the one that took down John.
What do we do?
You're the one with a plan, Luke.
Me? I can do that.
Autopilot disabled. Switching to manual controls.
What are you doing?
Learning to fly.
Aboard Zeke's helicopter.
Tiger 1 to Wolfpack, we're in range of target and able to lock with guided missile. Requesting permission to destroy.
This is Wolfpack, negative Tiger 1. You are to ground the target, but not destroy completely. Ground forces will be looking for goods on board.
Roger that. Tiger One will engage target. It's tough going in this blizzard.
Copy that. Hold on. Wolf coming in. Are you telling me that you're incompetent, pilot?
Negative, sir. Just that we...
Silence! Seek!
Yes, Saul?
You know what needs to be done. Take them down. You know what's on that flying machine.
Yes, Saul. The Nova weapon. The third one.
Pilot, do not fail me.
Roger that, Wolfpack. Coming in for the kill. All right, Zeke. You ready with the Gatling?
Never readier.
Autopilot disabled. Switching to manual controls.
What are you doing?
Learning to fly.
Oh, and you're,
Yeah, figuring it out.
We're a really long way from the ground, Luke.
Yeah, it's like a video game. It has controls over, left.
Video what?
Sorry, yeah, we had something kind of like this in the refuge. It was a drone we used to fly around. I didn't realize that you could have one large enough to fly people.
They're circling back on us. Does this thing have any guns?
Don't think so.
Great. Just hold on. We do have guns.
What?
Not exactly a great one for this purpose, but...
Oh, right.
It may do in a pinch.
It's your hunting rifle.
It's good range. Although we'll be fighting a wind buffet and the fact that both of our vehicles are flying back and forth, but... Well, any port in a storm, right?
Yeah.
Keep us moving.
Uh-huh.
Dodge their assault. Give chase. I'm going to set a tripod up on the back hatch. When I pop the hatch, slow down. They'll come up on us and I'll shoot the bastards.
All right.
Then drop this thing. Get out of the way.
You got it. Sure thing.
Die! All of you, die! You're moving around too much. I'm not hitting them.
This wind is knocking me around like a rag doll. There's nothing I can do.
Excuses! The wolf hates excuses. Bring us in close.
We don't know their defense capabilities.
They are defenseless whelps. I will kill them. Bring us in.
You got it.
You will lay down your lives to the wolf.
Okay. It's time. Luke, you ready?
No!
Me neither! This is for Maria! This is for John! And this is for me! Okay! That's the best I can do! Get us out of here!
No, I'll try!
Oh.
They got us!
Steer, Luke! Steer this goddamn thing!
I got this!
Okay, we're close. Time to destroy them.
No! They... Shit, that's a lot of blood.
No, they can't! They can't!
Abort mission, Zeke. I gotta get you back to the wolf.
No, I will kill them!
Shit. Zeke, we need to move. That was the fuel tank.
They will not win!
We're moving out.
I have a mission! I will not fail!
God damn, kid! Yeah, Wolfpack, this is Tiger One. We're in trouble. We're going down, Wolf.
I tried to stop them, Saul. I shot them.
We're to come back to the Citadel now.
We're losing fuel pressure. Tiger One coming down on the north side of Sector 14.
Saul! Why did you tell them to kill my army? They were my army! Mine!
Hold on, Zeke!
They got us!
Steer, Luke! Steer this goddamn thing!
I got this!
No damage warning. Approaching on 10% speed. Motor 1, failure. Motor 2, failure.
Oh, shut up!
Luke, are we gonna...
Oh, hold on!
Mark?
Yeah, Luke. I'm here.
Oh, look, Mark.
Sorry.
Forget it.
We're in this together now, aren't we?
Mark, are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Okay.
I bashed my leg up there a bit. I'm all right.
You're okay.
Better than the spaceship, anyways. How's your magic orb thing?
It's quite bright. It's almost like it feeds off the action.
That's all in your head. It's just a piece of science, right? It doesn't think.
No, of course not.
Did you hear that?
Oh, the sat phone.
I thought Abraham busted it.
Well, it seems alive now. Hello? Hello? David? Dad? What? 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 Hello?
Did he say prophet? Who has prophet?
Still can't hear us. Stupid thing!
It's dead. It needs batteries.
You mean like the thing that powered this copter?
Sure, but I don't know how to get any power out of that battery into this one. Do you?
No, I... Damn it! All we need is power! Just... power. Power.
Luke?
Hold on. I think I can do something with this orb. Pick up the sat phone and run.
Luke, that thing is dangerous.
No! Stupid thing. Just give me one clear answer.
Good. I can hear you. You're listening, right? Well, there's that prophet on the Citadel.
Kubrick just
told
us. Did you hear me? Prophet is on the Citadel. You're gonna need to get on the battleship somehow. Kubrick says there's a boat by the lower harbor. There's a crate there you have to access. Luke, get away from that thing! Luke! Ow. Luke! Luke! The phone! Shit! Luke, wake up!
John is on the Citadel. Citadel, John is on. Kubrick told them on the boat. The boat is on. The Kubrick is on the Citadel.
Hey,
John.
Luke, listen to me. Luke, calm Kubrick. Down, man.
Who is Kubrick? He's on the, John,
here,
the Citadel.
Here, Luke, let me get the hatch open. Get some air in here. Kubrick, Luke, keep cool. John keep cool. You're burning up.
John is in the wrong. John, wrong. Kubrick, brick wall. Another brick is in the farmer in the Dell. Well, you can never tell.
I'm gonna go crazy. I need to get out of this stupid
John,
machine.
Long John.
Silver.
John.
Oh shit. Oh, the snow is really coming down. Oh, what the hell am I really looking for anyway?
The orb pulses with a warm, full light, like a fat parasite. Letting go of its host.
What the hell? Me! Get out of my head!
You can hear it.
The stars are aligning for the coming. Mother is coming.
Stop, Luke! Stop! I don't like this stuff. This isn't natural. Get away from that thing. It's doing something to you. Just get out! Out!
Get me away from him!
What? But Luke!
You're not ready to fight the false prophet! Take us away!
Luke! Wake up, Luke! Come back to me! Please, man!
Hurry!
The land of the wolf has set the wheels in motion! The tower of battle lives! It speaks!
Where am I supposed to go, Luke? Where?
Below the surface, breathe!
Down. Oh, hold on! There we go! There's a... up there. It looks like a train station. Okay. All right. Up on my shoulders, brother. Yeah! All right. This way.
The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty, and you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/cleansed50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/cleansed50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Deep in tunnels, somewhere between the depot and Corinth.
I tell you, the more I explore down here, the more I get confused.
I think we're getting somewhere. Look, there's a sliver of light ahead. Let's take a look.
Hey, could you slow down a little? I can't see anything.
The soup has no patience for blind topsiders, girl.
Lay off her, Queenie. Sorry. We get used to getting around down here. We forget it's hard for you to see.
What do you mean? You guys live down here?
Some of us, yes.
Why?
Because what's topside ain't pretty.
How about you? Where are you from?
I'm from a place called The Refuge. Really far north, out in the woods.
The woods?
You know, surrounded by trees and stuff.
I've heard of those.
You... what? You've never seen a tree before.
When I was little, they still had some parks in Corinth. These days, whatever's there is long gone. Burnt for firewood long ago. Why didn't you burn through yours?
I guess we have plenty. We don't need to burn them all.
Sounds nice.
How the hell did you end up where we found you?
Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. They called it the depot. Whatever, that doesn't matter. Okay. We left my home when this guy Prophet came. He told us all about how this place called Corinth, that's the city, right? How they were being attacked by these people called the Republic. So we left home to go to Corinth, but then we got attacked by someone in a plane, which I shot down. There was this crazy pig farmer who tried to kill me, and then we met this guy at a lighthouse who let us use his boat. Oh, and there were some other people who tried to kill me there too. We took a boat to another place, Borderton, a city, but not the city, to rescue the scientist, but it turns out the guy we met there, some mobster dudes, John said we could trust them, but we couldn't. So the mobsters betrayed us to this guy called Saul, and then we were stuck in the city, Borderton, for a while, till we escaped, and this guy, the scientist, Abraham, he called the flying machine to pick us up, which got us to the depot place, and Abraham, Jesus, he was incinerated to dust by this powerful light thing that he was trying to control. I'm not making sense, am I?
I kind of lost you at Prophet.
How do you know Prophet?
Well, I'm his daughter.
You're what?
And I just learned that his genetic material and that of the guy Shadow are identical. They're twins, okay? And if that wasn't weird enough, apparently certain of his gene markers, whatever the hell those are, were used to do some sort of treatment on these kids, Saul and Paul, to make them more leaderly. Charisma treatment, they called it. Which I guess makes sense. But John Prophet. People just wanted to follow him. No one was ever sure why. They just did. So, have you ever met Saul and Paul? Do people just feel like following them?
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Well, I feel a whole lot better.
Wow.
Sorry to dump all of that on you.
It's all right. Actually, everything makes a whole lot more sense all of a sudden.
Oh, then there's the whole matter of the energy orb, fusion thing that the scientist brought us to, that my brother, Luke, he took. It's some sort of weapon, or maybe just a power source, and maybe it talks? I don't know. It's a little beyond understanding.
Well, Maria, that is one hell of a story. Things were a lot simpler before you came along, that's for sure.
That looks like a train tunnel. How about that?
It looks like there's a lever pressed into the wall here. Oh, just a...
Watch it!
Whoa!
I'm so sorry!
Subi trap!
Wait. Subis?
Charge!
Hey! Back off!
Top-siders! I command you to stop! This is your queen! Queenie is dead!
Yeah!
Then who am I?
You said anyone who leaves us is no longer a Subi. What does that make you?
We are in danger. We are in danger. Will you listen to me?
Not to the one that betrayed us. Kill her!
Kill her!
Hey, back off! We don't want to hurt you.
They're throwing rocks. I have my rifle.
No.
Okay, I was just going to warn them.
You will not hurt them. These are my people.
Then get them to calm down, okay?
Yeah, we're trying. Lucian!
Hey, this is Lucian here. Remember me? You were mad at me for taking Queenie. So I'm bringing Queenie back. You see? I'm the one to blame here. She's still your queen.
Don't make a move! He's going to want to see you.
Who's that?
The prince.
The prince?
They do like their royalty.
Wait, did you have a name once too?
Gwen.
Okay. Well, hi, Gwen.
Yeah, no need to repeat it.
The prince is currently fighting with the Freedom Warriors. You will come back to our den without any weapons.
I'm not going to put my gun down.
You are.
See? The gun's right here.
Okay, you're coming back with us. Carefully now. You put these on.
Blindfolds? Please. I can't see as it is.
Put it on, Topsider. You too.
Don't you recognize me?
You made the rule, not me, Queenie. You left us to die.
We were supposed to be safe. You were supposed to come with me.
That's not what happened, Queenie. Those of us who lived... We lived by hiding under the bodies of our fallen brothers and sisters. We are the worst of the worst, those who couldn't even die with honor.
This prince?
Brought us back from the dead, so to speak.
Life and death. You get a lot of that these days.
In the ashes of Zeke's helicopter.
Pilot, are you alive?
Full back, Tiger 1. Full back, Tiger 1.
Just reach. There. Saul. Saul, can you hear me? I'm here. Help. Help me. I'm still alive. Please, I'm still alive. Saul, please, listen to me, Saul! Saul! You evil, evil thing. Evil thing. I can't feel my legs. Why me? Why? Why, after everything I've done, do you leave me here? Saul! Saul, you promised you would protect me! You promised me I would be your chosen one, not thrown aside like the lambs we had to sacrifice. You promised me that I would sit next to you on the throne once all this land was yours. You promised me. All you wanted was Kubrick. I would have had him. He was in my hands. But you told them to kill my men. They were my men. I saved them. They were still good, you know, I mean good to us. Loyal. They would have followed me. Through death, they would follow me, but no! You came back and you had them kill everyone! And now you leave me to die! I hate you, Saul! I hate you like I hate John Prophet! I've hated you all along. Hate is something like love. Both make you feel so alive. Both make you obsess. The way you can't get the other person out of your thoughts. The way I dream of you. The way I dream of killing you. There, I've said it. So hard to move, to breathe. Rise, fall, rise, fall. But what am I breathing for? Why am I still here? So much easier just to rest my eyes. They're so heavy. If I close my eyes and never open them again, does that mean, can Saul get me? Or am I free forever? Is it possible to truly be free? Maybe. Maybe just. What?
Zeke, is that you?
Amos? No.
Shh, quiet, Zeke. Zeke, I've come to help you.
No, I killed you. I killed you.
Quiet, Zeke. I'll explain everything. Here.
Get away from me.
Please, Zeke. Let me help you.
I can't. I killed you.
Here. I can help you. We need to get you out of here. Going back underground. You're hurt, Zeke. Bad.
I can't feel my legs.
We'll make you better, I swear.
I just want to go to sleep. It has been too long since I just slept.
You can sleep when you're dead, Zeke.
Am I dead now?
You're talking to me, aren't you?
I...
Relax. I'm going to get you to some people that can help. Okay, coast is clear. Okay, down we go. Here we are, back in the soup.
In the wild south of the refuge, moments after Zeke's flight.
All right, who's still standing?
Here, David, it's Serena.
William, my boy. Kara, she didn't make it.
And as far as the soldiers, well, it's a goddamn abattoir. The helicopter slaughtered them to the last man.
Not quite, David. One fell 20 feet or so from the helicopter.
Kubrick! The one who started this. What makes you think we should let you live after you came to our home and killed our people, left us here to die?
What makes you think I want to live?
Yeah. Well then, one less mouth to feed.
David!
Chad.
Never kill a man in a rage.
Only in cold blood?
David, I was your enemy once too.
What could I ever want from this man?
How about some answers?
What kind of answers do you want?
Tell us about the Republic. You work for them, don't you?
What's so funny?
You have spirit, such spirit.
You took everything away from us. Tell me. Tell me what's so important that I should let you live.
You know, I would have liked to be like you. To have got my own little castle to rule, my own refuge. Is that what I heard you call it? My own little refuge.
This is over.
David, cut it out!
He was trying to tell us something.
You think I care about dying? I destroyed my own ship! Every man and woman I lost was someone I served with for 15 years. 15 years! You want to know about the Republic? Yeah, we started to call ourselves all kinds of things when the madness set in. Afloat out there in the sea of black for months, years at a time. Afraid to land on shore because when we did, we saw what was left. We kept thinking there would be a day. There would be a day when we would come back and the world would care. Richard, he was a leader. He believed that one day there would be a place to put this American flag and fly it high again. The Republic. But that's all gone now, isn't it? When Saul killed Richard, he killed the Republic. Saul stripped me of my men, women, land, title. I kept my ship, but what I stood for was a farce. What stands in front of you now is Diogenes in the mud. If you kill me, you won't be killing a man.
I can't listen to this. Are you kidding me? You destroyed the refuge. The Republic was gone, and you wanted to kill something too?
We came to conquer, not to destroy.
Did you now?
End it. It would be a favor. Come on, go ahead.
You're not worth a bullet. Chad, put a gag in him. I've had enough.
Sure. He's still alive, you know.
What?
Prophet. Everyone heard he was killed, but he wasn't. Saul bragged all about it.
I never heard he died to begin with.
You weren't there for the Battle of Borderton. Prophet chased Saul's helicopter off a burning building, launched himself at the helicopter, and lucky devil caught a ladder. Or maybe not so lucky. Saul got him in the end, did a whole little pep talk, played John Prophet's screams as a little song to get us up in the morning.
Just more lies.
What's the point of lying? The truth is much more interesting.
Chad, you think this is true?
I don't know, David.
Our kids should know this. I mean, if they think that Prophet is dead, well, look, this might change things. Maybe inspire them to do something.
Maybe.
You know, back at the refuge, I had the sat phone. It wasn't working too well, but I could hear them. You know, maybe. Look, we gotta try. Shit, where did I leave it?
I have it. You left it behind back there.
You know, we've walked through hell, Chad. I think we're still going down.
Make your call.
Luke, are you there? I can hear you. You're listening, right? Well, they've got Prophet on the Citadel. Kubrick just told us. Did you hear me? Prophet is on the Citadel.
In the soup, near where everything started.
Prophet.
Luke? Oh, thank God. Luke.
I can feel him here.
You can feel who?
Prophet. It's like his ghost is infused in these walls. I can see him lit up.
Hey, Luke. Oh. Careful now. Careful.
No, I'm okay. I can stand. I'm okay. Oh. Where are we?
Underground? Somewhere? There was an old train entrance. I dragged you down here and then crashed myself. It's been, I don't know, maybe a day? Luke?
It's like these walls have an echo. Prophet was trying to escape. He had Abraham here. It's where it all began.
Yeah! I know! Move through it!
Luke.
I'm fine, Mark. Let's go.
Go? Go where?
This tunnel will get us to Corinth. And from there, we just gotta get to the surface. And from the surface, we'll be close. We just need to get to the boat by the lower harbor.
Okay, so we are following directions from a collective hallucination.
That was the voice of my father, loud and clear.
It sounded like that thing took a hold of you, Luke. And it started talking. I trust you, like a brother, but that thing is evil.
And it's our only hope of surviving.
What if that's not true? What if we're not being heroes? But what if we're bringing something evil to someone else who is also evil? Giving him everything he needs to blow up the world.
Then we'll learn a valuable lesson. John's alive, Mark.
And Maria's not.
You think.
We're never seeing her again, Luke. Please, just don't make me think about that.
If John is alive, we go to him, and everything will end where it began. With him.
All right. Perfectly logical. We walk around in circles until we get to the end.
The end is coming, Mark. Sooner than you'd believe.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.